Greetings, adventurers. You have joined us for another episode of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your co-host, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Nika Howard.
Hi, hello. I'm so happy. Nowhere I'd rather be than here.
Timothy Lanning.
Yo, what up? Wubba lubba dub dub. I'm bringing it back. Just kidding. That's great to be here. What?
And Jennifer Cheek.
Hey, everyone.
Hey, Mike Bachman's not here.
Bachman's not here.
We'll be back next week, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm half here.
We cannot promise that he will be back
next week. We do not know what the future holds. I'm a little bit sick tonight, and Bachman's not here, so we decided to do a mailbag. So, who knows?
It's also the perfect time to do a mailbag. Let's not forget.
It is a good time to do a mailbag.
Oh, sure. Yeah, when you're about to... No, I'm not going to dunk on you, Michael. You're not wrong. Michael, I didn't want to tell you this in our G-chat, but I did have the idea in my brain before you brought it up. It might not be bad to have a mailbag. But I didn't mention
it. But once you brought it up, he couldn't say it was a good idea.
Well, no, I quickly moved on and thought, no, of course not. It's a horrible idea. But...
You're saying that you, Tim Lanning... We're thinking to yourself, we should have a mailbag?
I thought that. Yes, I did. And I did not speak words of power. And when we had our argument today, I didn't
that an
say
argument? I thought we were just having a conversation.
I never just have conversations, Nika. Just have a conversation.
I knew it was an argument.
I'm trying to win right now.
Okay.
Lady Stoneheart.
Thank you. I won. You said thank you. Anyways, I love to be here for mailbag.
I love to hang out with you.
I'm not sick.
Folks.
I think there's just something clogged in my system, and it affected our dear internet recording last night. So it just feels like I have a weird energy, but I think it might just be allergies or something.
Yeah.
I think the light's getting more powerful.
Yeah. What's the deal with that?
Michael's about to get sniped right now. There's a red light, a red dot on his forehead. I'm sure it's okay.
This joke's probably only for the one person who's seen the show Seinfeld.
Oh my god.
But remember when Kramer has the chicken restaurant or whatever outside of his apartment and it's red?
No.
Probably only one person seen Seinfeld. But yeah, Michael, that's like what's happening to you.
I'm putting nail polish on it. Let's see if this works.
What?
It's not working.
Michael, you're going to get in trouble.
You're defiling your microphone.
You're hacking it.
Hacking your mic.
It smells like nail polish.
Perfect.
Well, yeah, you played yourself.
So we love to do a mailbag episode here in the Drunks and Dragons headquarters. And as Michael said, we are between gods, kind of.
Yeah.
So what time is better than now? If you're in the Twitch chat, write your questions. Young Nika will snatch it up and slurp it up for us, or I hope you
will
saw
slurp
our tweet.
It up and then spit it out. You'll baby bird your questions to us.
Yes. Cool. Should we just go, or what's the story? Should we ask each other a question?
How was your day, Tim?
Me? It was busy. I got some good news, and I got some bad news. Isn't that how it goes?
We got bad news?
The good news is I think we're going to go to Dragon Con.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
We're working on that.
Dragon Con and Hotlanta. That's what I call it. I used to live there, kind of.
You lived there with your mom for a summer.
she said all those words that I could have said, but that's what happened. Yeah, I lived there for a summer.
What was the bad news?
Remember when we were on the phone with the guy from Atlanta today and he asked you to follow up? Oh, well, where did you live in Atlanta? And you were like, I don't know.
No idea. I Googled it.
I have no idea.
And I'm not sure that college that my mom worked for exists anymore.
So. Oh, that sounds about right.
Sounds very made up.
It does. Any damn way. Dragon Con. Google it. It's in the end of October. No. August. I get this too confused. They're so similar. The end of August, beginning of September. Go there. You'll see us, baby. If you're in PAX Unplugged. No, PAX East.
PAX East.
You gave me a brain disease.
Yeah, you caught it.
PAX East, we will be having our meetup as normal at the Antane, I'm pretty sure. But if we change it, if we get lucky, we love the Antane. Don't get us wrong. It's on Pearl Street, I think. No, it's not.
It's near Pearl Street.
It's on India Street. It's like a block down from Pearl Street. Any damn way. PAX East will be there, baby. We'll have a meetup on Saturday night.
Nice.
Be there.
Be there. Or be square.
Just be there, baby.
Just be there.
Should we talk about other stuff? What other stuff do you want to talk about?
Dead silence.
Drinks and Daggers is almost done.
Yeah.
Do you guys want to help me? Do you guys want to help me test it after we're done? Should all just hop in there
tonight?
Help
no.
me test. It. Yeah, tonight.
No. I'm gonna go play Final Fantasy.
I gotta go watch 14. King of the Hill on the couch.
See what I have to deal with. Do you see? See this?
I'll help you, Michael.
Nika's good. Me and Tim are like, see it.
Michael. God.
No, I would, if you needed it.
Michael, I've been a gentleman by giving you space, because you know how I could be.
He's doing, this is a gift to you,
I'm
really.
A gift to you, by not
being every like, day is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to add a King Harper? What do you think? What do you
That's
think?
A spoiler.
What? Oh, tell me right now. What do you think? Because I was going to give you suggestions, but I was like, you should probably save it. And some of those suggestions were, you should delete that thing.
Delete what thing?
I don't want to talk about it. Anyways, Jennifer and I are drinking some this bourbon that has been infused with cherries and oranges.
Yeah,
we infused.
We infused it back in December.
Oh, ding! Level up, alchemy skills. Wubba lubba.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
So we want to do the mailbag? Y'all be mailbagging it?
Yeah.
We'll answer some questions.
I think we have great energy. So I'm going to jump in with your friends and mine, if that's okay. Michael Urban. We love him.
We
love him, Michael. One of the first people I met at GeeklyCon 1. Hello, my friends. It feels like it's been too long since I've written into one of these episodes. I want you to know that I've been measuring the quality of these episodes, and I think they've continued to get better and better. So good on you.
Love to butter us up. Thank you so
much.
More
of a comment, but okay.
Getting to the question.
Well.
Are you going to complain about someone being nice to us?
Yeah, I guess I will.
Oh,
now then, on to the questions. Each of the characters in this party has a very different relationship to each other than the first arcs did. It feels more chilling good friends than found family. Maybe it's the fact that this group didn't start with death, threat of death, etc. That's messed up, Michael. Please describe how your characters see each other. Michael, feel free to pick up and do the same. For an NPC. He has a second quick one we can answer in like 2 seconds. What's better, Frasier or friends, and why?
Frasier. It's so Frasier, no question.
So fucking funny.
Nika's face.
I don't watch either of those shows. Don't roast me on Twitter, but I hate both of them.
Listen,
I don't
Frasier's
like him.
So fucking
I can't
funny.
Wait until we hang out together somewhere and we're drunk. I'm gonna make you watch Frasier, Nika. Yeah. It's gonna happen.
You guys are gonna like pop it in
watch DB
and watch Frasier.
So it's fair.
It's fucking funny.
It's funny.
It's fucking funny. Like, it actually really holds up.
It's funny.
I hate Kelsey Grammer's stupid fucking face. So
okay,
that's
fair.
Okay. That's a
no, that's fair.
Frasier is like the Hard worst character in Frasier. That's definitely true.
But it's called Frasier.
It's called Frasier.
But they dunk on Frasier.
They dunk on Frasier constantly. Yeah. And Niles is really good. Everyone else is good. And Frasier, I think I said this when I was perhaps under influence of something this weekend. The craziest thing about Frasier is that everyone's just supposed to believe that, like, Frasier's an attractive person. Like, there's this, like, collective fiction that everyone is holding. Like, oh, hot women want to go out with Frasier. Like, is no one else seeing what
I'm
seeing
here? It was 1999. It was a different time.
He has, like, a bald bullet situation.
That's perfect.
It's so crazy.
It's a perfect man.
But
Nika can't like it because it's got Rawls in it. She hates Rawls.
You know what?
Michael.
That's fair.
That was very funny.
Thanks.
Very funny. I think Friends is also very funny, and I think people have come back and started to hate it, and that's fine because it was probably problematic. Whatever. And they had sex too much, and as a Christian, I don't like it.
What about that good episode with the jellyfish, though? That one.
That's funny.
What about the episode with the dog statue?
All of them. I mean, I'm just glad you didn't say the episode with the chicken on the head.
I almost said that.
Because then I would have screamed at you because it's a turkey. Are you leaving?
No, I'm hot. I'm taking my sweatshirt off.
Oh, watch out.
I've got another shirt on.
Wow. Whoa. Now we have the same color outfit on.
Oh, no.
Anyways, please describe how your characters see each other. Michael, feel free to pick and do the same for an NPC.
Okay.
Someone
else should start.
I feel like Rowan and Toby have more of that, like, history for sure.
Yeah.
Like, they're more, like, maybe not found, I don't know, what would you say? Maybe not found family, but they definitely have a very, I think they have a good relationship.
Yeah, I don't think we're a found family anymore. I don't think Toby was necessarily ever, Toby kind of was found family because he's like the trope of like, what is it, freshman with senior class. And
yeah, exactly.
He wasn't able to find himself, and because of all of you, he was. So I think maybe Toby would count it back in that day. Not obviously as close as the rest of the gang. Rowan and Toby probably feel like, they probably feel closer to like actual family, like cousins.
Yeah.
Because we're forced to be together.
Yes.
And we normally wouldn't, but we are, you know, and we love each other. But
we love each other despite the bullshit, mainly the bullshit from Rowan towards Toby.
Yeah. I mean, Toby's not perfect either. He's neurotic, but he's just always
he's
correct.
Not perfect.
When, you know.
And I feel like Rowan and Lonnie are developing a strong friendship. We're like on our way there. Like we're like one drunk like
one
bathroom visit.
Wine.
One chimney
one jerk yard.
One jerk yard away from.
Has Lonnie ever been in a jerk yard?
BFF.
No,
I don't think so.
She's been in Toby's castle.
Yeah, I don't think Lonnie's ever fucked. I don't think Lonnie thinks about fucking. Like, maybe she's ace, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems, like, outside of her like, priorities.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is not what the question was, but I don't really think about Toby fucking often, you know? But I don't want to necessarily say he has never fucked, nor will he ever fuck.
I feel like Toby jacks off in, like, really elaborate ways, though.
Okay. Okay, if that's your truth, that's what Rowan thinks
that
about Toby.
I assume you're up to some weird shit with the clones
mm-hmm.
and with Toby too, and mm-hmm. like, but yet, like, in my mind, Toby is one of those people that has like masturbated in like every way possible, but has not been with another person.
He's masturbated in every way possible and has never come.
But has never come.
I was kind of curious.
I think Hugo's sketchpad just caught on fire. with his incessant sketching.
I feel like, I don't want to say that Toby's asexual, but I definitely think that he's busy, you know?
It's not his number one priority.
Yeah, and Tim Lanning has many asexual friends, but Tim Lanning's not very smart, so I don't want to fuck it up. So, you know, Toby obviously finds Lonnie confusing, but capable, and endearing. So, like, Toby isn't always, like, just because he speaks in a high voice doesn't mean he's nice. So, like, he might consider someone as, like, what they can do to help him, even though he still loves them. you know, he like might not take a suggestion the same way.
Yeah.
Right? I don't necessarily always lean into that because it's not nice to the other players, but the logic is Toby would giggle and laugh at your plan and not tell you that, like, not meanly explain to you why it's wrong, just kind of, like, not acknowledge it and move on.
I feel like I remember when Toby was, like, very early introduced that kind of happening in a bar. Like, you were, like, kind of explaining, like, well, that would never work to someone.
Yeah. It's like, in his mind, it's like, it's obvious XYZ thing wouldn't work. But now he's a little more mature. Scud, he doesn't quite understand what Scud's deal is.
Does he, like, treat him like a, not like a science experiment, but he's, like, observing him almost?
I think so. I think that makes sense.
I think they were bonding the last couple episodes when Toby Scud to see his vats.
Definitely. I think that Toby, you know, for better or worse, as I said, sees what he can get out of people, and not really in a selfish way, just kind of like in a maximizing efficiency of friends way, because all my characters are just Tim Lanning's other personalities, and that's extremely what I'm like. Meaning, like, okay, I'm going to invite the best perfect people to play this board game. In a very
optimize your friendships.
Get a spreadsheet.
Min-max your
buds. It's a problem.
I think Frank is probably, his favorite is probably Lonnie, because he only has to pay her in exiled sandwiches. He probably likes Rowan because Rowan probably forgets to pick up her paycheck a lot.
Constantly. She forgets to pick it up because she's too embarrassed to say that she doesn't remember the hole in the ground where she dug to put it before. So she just keeps putting off that she needs to go pick her paycheck up.
Does that mean she hasn't even cashed them?
No.
Oh my god.
I'm going to lean into my own worst habits in this and just be like, there's a problem. I'm going to ignore that and pretend like it never happened. Like the check I never cashed for, the last check I ever got from the Banana Republic outlet that I worked at between college and grad school that I never cashed.
I think Toby is definitely his office enemy, since all Toby does is spend money.
Yeah, man.
And he knows where every gold piece goes. So
yeah, man.
Frank does not like that. I think he sees Scud as more of a romantic interest.
Okay.
And,
okay.
So.
Okay. All right, Mel, the chat. Write that down.
Very important. Yeah, I feel like Rowan, I would like to explore more Rowan and Scud's interactions, since I feel like they haven't had a lot of, like, time, the two of them. Like, I feel like Rowan and Lonnie have had, like, some moments together. Obviously, Rowan and Toby have.
Yeah.
But I would be very... And I feel like when Bachman and I do characters together, things get really strange. So yeah. I would like to explore that more.
Yeah, because I think the way that I approach D&D characters is there has to be some sort of darkness inside of them. Because why else are they just not, like, a baker? Or, like, you know...
Yeah.
Yeah. Been in a, you know... carriage store. So I think Toby/Tim is trying to figure Scud out and what is his deal with Bones. And Toby is obsessed right now with making sure his friends don't die. And Scud definitely has an extreme necromantic vibe to him. So he's wants to explore that more.
Good question.
Great question. Nika, did you have any more? I'm sorry.
I didn't answer at all. So
you didn't?
Nope.
We answered it for her.
Yeah.
Now, but isn't that an answer?
Next question.
But isn't that an answer?
Question.
All right, moving on, I guess. Tell us about Lonnie. Well, no, because you were saying you thought Lonnie didn't fuck.
Doesn't fuck.
That's true. You didn't answer
that question. That's not about the interaction.
I don't really think that's the answer to the question.
I think that is the answer.
Lonnie doesn't want to fuck everyone in the group. That's it, I guess. No, I think she has very... I think she wants to build very strong friendships, and she probably is like me sometimes. Like, you find someone and you're like, you are extremely interesting. I want to make you part of my family, make you part of my, like, my best friend, all of that stuff. And, like, she wants to learn more about people and help, mm-hmm. genuinely help people. But I think that maybe, I don't know, she's probably too trusting.
Mm.
But
that's how she's getting paid in exiled sandwiches.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, that you try to be super nice to everyone so no one can be mean to you. And so I feel like that's where she is.
It's like defensive niceness. Like,
yeah, the opposite of the porcupine.
Yeah.
What's the opposite of porcupine?
Like a calamari? just pick up everything.
It's like a, it's like a sponge, but with like.
So I feel like she's trying to get to like that, like over the hump of like, here's the superficial with everyone, and like, I want like someone to tell me a deep dark secret whenever they're by the bonfire with ferret wine or something.
Hell yeah. So there's the darkness, everyone. That's what these mailbags should be called. Where's the darkness? Now, is that because Lonnie hasn't had any close relationships? Am I speaking to Lonnie right now? And
is this therapy?
I think that it's because everyone that she... Like, she probably was really close. I feel like if you have a million brothers and sisters, you grow up with them. And all of her family, except for Lonnie, is dead. So she probably is trying to find that, like, replacement family with the group.
I keep... Yeah. Everyone's dead except for you and your brother, right?
Yeah.
I forget that all the time.
Yeah.
Her whole family is massacred.
That's right. Yeah, from the Koimax or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man.
Damn.
That's the darkness.
That's the dark.
Let me get a sippy.
Yeah, like, I feel like Rowan, by contrast, has, like, rich kid sadness. Like, it's not, like, real. She, like, didn't get paid enough attention to, so now she's constantly attention-seeking.
Yeah.
But that's different than, like, my family's dead, because my family's all, like, fine and alive and around.
Yeah, I mean, you didn't... I don't know. She's we all have our trauma.
Just because.
Nika, do you have another question for us? We should probably go faster.
So, actually, I pull this one from the chat. Token Filipino. Nope. Token Filipino. When you make characters, do you go out of your way to make something you haven't played, or do you try and recreate characters?
I feel like I usually try to do different stuff when I play. Like, oh, I haven't done this like in a while. I'll do this one.
Yeah.
Even though I think that now, like for instance, in our Dragon Heist game, I'm playing a fighter, which I love my character Barb very much, but I don't know if I like playing fighters that much.
Really?
I think they're kind of boring. Because it's like every time I'm like, I hit him with my maul, and I hit him with my maul again. So,
well, here's the thing. There's so much more you could do.
I know that we're only level two, and that's part of the problem.
But part of it is, what you should say is, I want to tackle them, or I want to bear hug them, or I want to throw a box.
That's all like the same. I don't know. I think I like magic users a little bit more. You can do some cool stuff.
Yeah, I definitely like to pick something different. That being said, if one of your characters goes and there's no replacement, you know, then you want to do something like I know that we don't need to have a well-balanced party for what we do, but when obviously spoilers, when Harper was no longer able to be played, I was like, oh well, you know, it makes sense to have an arcane magic user with like more range, because you know, bards can do a lot of stuff, but they kind of, you know, kind of split the line between buffing and attack and stuff like that. Plus, I was always frustrated when I played a sorcerer over the lack of non-combat spells. You know, like obviously the sorcerer list has them, but wizard has so many. So I was, even though they're both arcane, I find wizards completely different than sorcerers. Mm. So, yeah, I always like to try something a little different.
Yeah. That makes it fun.
Yeah, Michael. Whenever you're making NPCs.
I mean, I've definitely tried to hit a lot of the archetypes and stuff and do different things. I definitely wouldn't want to have another batty old wizard.
Why?
When
Why not?
We've already had a Zerd.
He's just so good.
Because if you just bring him back, you know, just resurrect him.
No, he's gone forever. He was sundered,
come
right?
back as, or something? As a god or something.
That's true. Oh.
Yeah, he wasn't... secretly was the whole time.
Damn, that's so true. Nika, how about yourself?
I usually try to make something I haven't made before, but if it's a character that I really, really liked playing that I feel I didn't get to fully play out, I will play him again.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
Hell yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree. Like, I feel like I am, like, really jonesing for, like, a full, like, magic, like, sorcerer, like, war. Actually, I've been, like, super jonesing for a warlock recently because, like, way the hell back, Temerity was a warlock. I'm like, this is fun as shit. I like playing a warlock. I also feel like, I was thinking about this while you guys were talking, I don't think that I when I'm thinking of a new character, especially for, like, well, any, like, long-going campaign, I don't necessarily think of it as, oh, what class am I going to play? I think of, like, a character archetype that I want to play, mm-hmm. and yeah. then what will fit with that. Because to me, like, the mechanics of the game are kind of secondary to it, really. And the more difficult part is the RP stuff. So if I can get, like, a good RP thing going and it works with, you know, the class, then that's better.
Yeah, because you can, like, make a lot of different RP character types fit with a lot of different classes or, you know, there's still a lot of flexibility of, oh, just because you do arcane stuff doesn't mean you're not a disaster who can, you know, hold their own in a fight, like a punch fight or something, whatever. Yeah. Do you guys want a handful of rapid-fire ones, if that's okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
This is from Alex Vincent, a.k.a. Mr. Red, a.k.a. the Wiki Expert. Michael, was there ever a Baron Von Du? Was Adira making it up?
Yeah, there is a Baron Von Du.
Perfect.
Yes.
Michael, whatever happened to Slad the Slad?
That, he's an agent of pure chaos, so he's running around somewhere.
Perfect. Michael, are there any plans to keep making the Abridged Drunks and Dragons episodes? Do you need editors?
No, I don't think we want to do this anymore.
Right, correct. It technically hurts our downloads. Everyone, Rooster Teeth Podcast started as the Drunk Take Podcast before realizing that they couldn't get as far as they wanted to sponsor-wise unless they dropped the drunk from their name. They rebranded a Rooster Teeth Podcast after that. Is that something you guys ever considered to get more sponsored? Oh, only every day.
Yes.
Yep.
Hey.
Currently working on it.
Yeah, we're going
We've
to do this.
We've been told the same
we
thing.
We have flat out been told it's a problem, and we are working to try to change it.
Yeah.
You know, do you know what's hard?
What?
Change your fucking name 7 years into doing a podcast.
Daggers and Dragons.
We have a whole Google Doc full
dragons,
of stuff.
Dragons and Dragons.
Dragons and Dragons.
Dragons no, and go Dragons.
Oh, yeah, open our Google Doc.
I'm going to go find it right now because, oh, boy.
I think we have an idea of what we want to change it to.
I think we do have an idea.
But it's boring, but it's safe.
And it wouldn't feel like a giant change, which is what we're going for.
And we own dndpodcast.com and
right,
at
dndpodcast, exactly.
So we're going to do it. We'll still be us, but, you know.
Yeah, we don't really get, it's not like we're about, it's not like we're Drunk History where it's integral to our show that we're drunk.
Right.
Right.
Because we're still going to get drunk and we will still be the Drunks and Dragons. But like when we're introduced at places, it will be the Dragons and Dragons.
And that's why we're changing her name to Boko no D&D Podcast.
D&D is Unbreakable is a good one.
Uh-huh.
The Dimple Podcast. D&D Podcast Kiwami.
D-Rose Never Die.
D-Rose Never Die. D&D Podcast The New Class.
Daddies and Damsels.
Daddies and Damsels.
Gays and Goblins.
The Toby Treacle Tart Extreme Variety Show.
The Bananas Foster Experience featuring Jamie Kennedy.
That one's funny. We should do that one. D&D / Beyond. Dunk and Donuts Podcast, we think is a pretty good one.
I think D&D Podcast Fantasy Vacation. I still actually kind of like that for some reason.
D&D Podcast, but it stands for Do Not Do. Or
a
Do
podcast.
Not Disturb, I think.
Do Not Disturb Podcast. Yeah.
Piss and Ass Podcast.
The Piss and Ass Podcast is pretty good.
That's more on brand.
Dragons and Dragons, is that you said that already. That's
oh my
funny.
God, there's so many more.
Tasha's Hideous Podcast is actually a really good idea.
Cut it out.
That's funny.
That's actually very funny.
Yeah.
Shit, who put that in there?
I did.
Damn it, Tim, you're funny.
That was funny.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller and Dragons.
Okay.
I think that one says Dungeons and Dragons.
It says Dungeons and Dragons 3 different times.
Okay, I like it.
But the end is slightly different? Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, yeah, we're working on that.
Yeah, we'll eventually do that. Anyway, okay.
Let me break in here real quick to talk about something near and dear to my heart. Sleeping. You spend 1/3 of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. If you want to be able to both sleep and be comfortable, then get a Casper mattress. The experts at Casper work tirelessly to make a quality sleep surface that cradles your natural geometry in all the right places. The original Casper mattress is so good that it has over 20,000 reviews, with an average of 4.8 stars across Casper, Amazon, and Google. Casper is becoming the internet's favorite mattress, and the internet hates everything. But Michael, I want selection, you say. What other options do they have, you say? Okay, chill. they offer two other mattresses, the Wave and Essential. The Wave features a patent-pending premium support system to mirror the natural shape of your body. And the Essential has a streamlined design at a price that won't keep you up at night. Casper also offers a wide array of other products like pillows and sheets to ensure an overall better sleep experience. You can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep-on-it trial. Get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/dragons and using promo code DRAGONS at checkout. Terms and conditions apply. That's $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/dragons and using promo code DRAGONS.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Nika! That's how many lives has Jayla had? It's written that way.
27.
What?
27.
27.
Wow!
Hey, he'll write that down. Watch out.
That's canon now.
Everyone, which Sex and the City character are you?
I'm a Charlotte, but I also feel like I could be a Carrie, and sometimes whenever I get drunk, a Samantha.
Yeah.
But really, isn't the city the fifth character?
Oh. I am the city, personally.
I'm Mr. Big. I don't know any characters.
I've never seen it.
I'm the sex toy.
There's a lot of those, I think. I like Miranda the best, so I'd like to say Miranda.
Who's Miranda?
Miranda's the one that's really? A liar. I like her.
Is she the redhead?
Maybe I've not watched very much of it either.
Okay.
I've not watched no Sex in the City, I guess. I don't know.
Nika, another question.
Yes. what is one quote-unquote hidden aspect of yourselves that you incorporate into your characters?
Well, you said mine before.
I never really do it on purpose is the thing.
Well, as I said before, I see people as objects and a way to further my goals. So, yeah. But that's probably not hidden. That's probably easy to pick up on.
I think that, for instance, now with Rowan, and I mentioned this earlier, is that Rowan is definitely like some of my worst qualities in that I don't want to deal with the problem thing. Like, I'm trying to, like, feed more of that. Once I kind of realized she was going in that direction, because when I was thinking of her, I was, like, trying to create a, like, lovable asshole in general, like, modeling off many, many beautiful anime boys. But yeah, I don't think I do it intentionally. It's just I'll be RPing a thing and be like, oh, whoopsie, that me.
Mine is Dark Jayla. Go listen to Dark Jayla. Got a lot of your psychopath tweets, so.
It's all the true crime.
It is.
I don't know.
Yeah, you play too many characters.
Michael's Frank.
Too many characters.
Yeah. Now, like, I remember playing video games with buds, and they would razz me about, like, oh, so-and-so type of thing that so-and-so character is doing is just you. I'm like, stop it. And they're like, oh, no, it's just true. It's just true. It's all of it's just true. What can you do?
You mean, like, in a video game or in D&D?
While I was playing a video game with them,
I was laughing. Literally right before this, Tim and I were watching the wonderful show Schitt's Creek, and what is the character's name? I already forgot. David is trying to host a game night, and he's yelling at everyone because they're just trying to have a party, and he's like trying to make everyone actually play the game. And I'm like, Tim, that's literally you.
I, like I said, I tried to make an efficient, fun time.
He wanted to be a party of only six people because that was the best amount to play a game and have teams.
Yes.
And he was trying to teach everyone how to play essentially what was Salad Bowl, and it did not work.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's every time we hang out with our friends.
Why have fun if you're not going to make it efficient and have the most fun because of all of the way you're screaming at your friends to make sure it's the most efficient, right? Right. That makes sense to me.
Hard to argue.
Musashi asks, love the show. I'm trying to get into D&D now because of it. The only problem is I can't find a DM. So I'm thinking about biting the bullet and DMing myself. Do you have any advice on what books would you recommend getting? Also, print books or through D&D Beyond? Michael, if only there's a place I could go.
Suggest the Player's Handbook. That's an important one.
Yeah.
And the Dungeon Master's Guide.
You those don't really need that one, really. But
Monster Manual. It's also those three are very helpful. I've said the most obvious thing in the world.
Yes.
I hope everyone realizes it.
I do like to have a physical version of book, but I end up using the D&D Beyond version of book more often.
I like, Tim, like when you were DMing on Saturday, you had a laptop, an iPad, and a book out.
Yes.
And your notebook where you're taking notes.
Yes. Yes.
It seems very complicated. I've never DM'd, and I know I said that I would at some point, but and I'm a liar, and I'll keep kicking that can down the road. I'm sure I will at some point, but I'm a scaredy cat.
You guys were just in a very open-ended part of the game.
Yeah.
And you did something that I was not expecting.
We went really off book.
So
we did an extreme side quest on Saturday, and it was very fun.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun.
Nice. Yeah, I mean, I like having the book to at least to kick off things. D&D Beyond is an amazing resource, but you can't, like, I think when you're starting out, you need to kind of, like, sit down and, like, go page by page and read through. And that's not a thing you can do with D&D Beyond.
You kind of can, but it's just not the same.
I mean,
it depends on how old
it's not.
People are, too, because I think these millennials, and you know what I'm saying?
Can you actually just read the Player's Handbook on D&D Beyond?
Well, you have to buy it, but yeah.
Okay, got it. But, like, you can go, like, it's like a PDF of everything. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not even like a PDF. It's like broken up. See, like the thing I love about D&D Beyond is like when you, if there's like a monster and it says this monster, you turn the corner and there's XYZ thing, and then you highlight the monster pops out, and then if the monster has an ability that incapacitates someone's or restrains someone, you can highlight restrained, because like no one ever remembers the small rules like that, so
yeah,
that's why I like D&D Beyond.
Yeah, I only use D&D Beyond now. I'd never cracked the books open, hardly ever.
Yeah,
D&D Beyond is like incredibly useful. Like doing my character sheet on it now, I was like, man, this sucked before when I didn't have this.
Yeah, I've kind of forgotten how to make.
Whenever characters. You told me about leveling Jayla, I was like, she's not in D&D Beyond. That will not take me 5 minutes.
That's funny. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think
Eldridge. Yeah, and also we were joking before, but Michael and I oftentimes will do a DM advice show. We can all do there, but I think the gold standard is look up Running the Game by Matt Colville. I think he has the best advice ever. So yeah.
Yes,
Queen.
I have a question from Twitter. I'm sure it's been asked and answered before in earlier mailbags, but what are the processes that you guys do to get into your characters for that good RP? I start drinking.
Yeah, I think it's
that drinking. Always helps. Yeah. I feel like we like have recently been tending to like kind of like talk about our characters in our G chat, like, oh, like our character, I don't know, just like kind of like brainstorm stuff. And I feel like that helps me a lot, thinking about like, well, what if Rowan did this? And then how would Lonnie respond to blah, blah, blah thing? Like, I sometimes talk with Tim about it.
Yeah, Jennifer and I, from the benefit of living together, will sometimes, you know, ask questions.
Shoot the shit about it.
But we don't do anything.
Yeah, I don't. I think mostly the like, chatting that we do at the top of the show kind of helps me get into like, okay, we're in the D&D zone right now.
Yeah, because we're getting in the character of Tim Lanning on the show.
Yes.
Tim Lanning on the show can do Toby. Normal Tim Lanning might be able to do Toby. I'm not sure. Yeah.
If we were to start our call and then immediately turn on the streaming and then immediately start recording, I would have a panic attack.
It would be so bad. It would be bad. Yeah. Like, I don't think I would be, I need that time to like warm up and chat with you guys. And I don't know.
I mean, it's legitimate and a legitimate warm up that improv teams would do, which is like shoot the shit, you know?
Yeah.
Me and Carly will do a lot of just sort of brainstorming about different characters and what they would do and things like that.
I thought you guys were talking about a completely different type of RP.
Baby!
I'm Frank!
Look at my big accountant hog!
Man, my hog is an easel. What's it called?
That's what I meant.
That's canon. Hugo asks, I think they asked this in character. Rowan, is there a D-Roz equivalent?
Drunk Rose.
D-Rose. I like it.
Yeah.
Equivalent to Dr. Ruth in our world. She's sort of a therapist who teaches people to fuck.
Oh.
Where did you get your boots? They are so cool. Are they custom made?
There has got to be a Dr. Ruth equivalent in Drunk Rose, feel like.
I feel like it might be Rowan at some point, you know?
I'm not that advanced yet. Like.
But she old.
When I'm old?
Well, yeah. And I think Dr. Ruth has always been old.
Dr. Ruth came out of the womb as a little old lady who knew a lot about sex. Now I want to ponder this person and whether Rowan, like, I bet Rowan, like, reads her, like, magazines that she puts out.
I wonder if Dr. Frownsmasher ever gets into...
Maybe it's Dr. Frownsmasher's partner is, like, a
Dr.
sex therapist. Dr. Rod Hardman.
Dr. Rod Hardman.
I need to write this down right now.
Lonic.
Maybe it's Zerd's mom. Remember you guys met Zerd's mom very briefly?
When you went up, funny.
Jayla and Aludra went up a mountain.
Yeah.
And
Brogus and Milli Vanilli.
Yeah.
Oh.
Maybe she's the doctor.
Maybe she's Dr. Rod.
That would make sense. Zerd is so very open about sticking fingers in mouths and everything.
Yeah. And Zerd was able to land some tins back in.
He really was.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just like that show Sex Education.
It's just like it. I've never seen it. Lonic.
It's good.
What are some dessert recipes from where you're from? I've heard that the Free Cities region has lots of great sweets as well as savory dishes, and you tend to focus on savory ones. What about sweets?
Well, you know, I think that anytime you throw sugar on something, it's a sweetie. I heard old Tom Harper say that, or little Tom Harper say that. But we like to just get some, you know, some real fresh meat, anything that you find laying around. You can't kill it. You got to find it. But just something that ain't got the worms in it yet, or maybe you do, and those are just a little extra. We call them country sprinkles.
Ew.
And you just, you get maybe some squirrel, maybe some bugbear, and you put some sugar on it, and then you just mash some mint leaves into it, makes it real fresh.
This feels like a mincemeat situation.
Like it still seems savory.
It's mint meat.
Lonnie, do you just put, to make something sweet, do you just take meat and then put sugar on it? Is that kind of
like... Yeah, you just put sugar on anything, it'll make it sweet.
That's so true. Another question for you. Is it hard to be around strangers all the time? You're always so friendly. Was being around lots of new people common for you before your family was poisoned?
Well, you know, we always say a stranger's just a friend you ain't met yet. So,
that's so true.
It's never weird, but I always get a little leery because, you know, everyone I know is dead or gone. So I always feel maybe a little hesitant to... to make those heartstrings tie between myself and that other person because I don't want them to die. But you gotta jump off the ledge and take a big dive and go for what you want. And I want friends.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
I'm going to read the one for Toby.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, I'm your biggest fan. Do you get a lot of fan mail?
No.
Is it better to send them to your Tower of Grey office or your White Spire of Glane?
I would say send it to, probably the Tower of Grey office, I'd say, because I'm not there a lot anymore, but usually someone, sometimes I'll have, maybe someone else take care of my mail if I'm not around. If like
you could put it up on your wall.
I put it, yeah, my fan mail on the wall. Yeah, I sometimes get fan mails, but a lot of times it's people trying to fight me. But
you could put that on the wall too.
Yeah, that's true.
You could have a fun wall and a fight wall.
Yeah.
And whenever you feel mad, you just go punch the fight wall and pretend like you're punching that person.
I like that one. But yeah, no, I'll take your letters. Thank you.
How do you keep your books from being harmed while you travel? Whenever I bring books on adventures, they always get befouled in some fashion. I need help.
Well, you see, I have a secret part of my lab. You got to have the sticky part of your lab that you let Rowan into. And then,
I resent this.
And then you have the secret part of your lab that you don't let Rowan into. So you have to distract Rowan with the sticky books out there.
I like a sticky book.
Yeah.
Those are my Dr. Rod Hardman books that I am reading.
This one we'll say is for Michael. Will we ever see the new Newfoundland Land crew, the Babysitter's Club, assuming some of them survived?
I'm pretty sure they're all dead.
Okay. Jessica Cheeks is definitely dead.
Jessica Cheeks was very brutally murdered right in front of
extremely the got podcast her head chopped audience. Off. Yeah.
Saw it off, I think.
Damn. That's harsh. Yeah.
Terrific Terry will come back. You can't.
Terrific Terry cannot keep a good Terrific Terry down. I feel like he'll come back in bits and pieces.
They're gonna dig up Terrific Terry's coffin.
Literally.
They're gonna dig up Terrific Terry's coffin. It's gonna be a puppet that looks like Terrific Terry, and it's gonna be him the whole time.
With a little note.
He's like, I know jitsu the way. All right, I'm out of questions. So Nika, please do your worst.
Okay. I got a whole bunch.
I saw one that I know that I want to answer at some point, but I'm going to go find it.
Sure. I feel like there's one that we've gotten, but we get every mailbag.
Hi.
But it's how did we meet?
Can't do that again.
How are we friends?
Yeah. Michael and I met by playing video games. We met at PAX East. Jennifer and I met the first day of college. Nika mm-hmm. seemed cool. And
I just annoyed him on the internet.
We were looking for
that will never work
member.
Again. Just FYI.
Yeah, that will never work. It. Never do that again. I mean, she never. I don't think she never asked to be on. I think it was back when we were. As we said it before. When we were smaller, it was a much bigger deal if you did something nice for us. So now it would cost thousands of dollars, right, to become a guest on the show, and it's not possible. Don't ask. Back in the day, you know, if you were just cool and nice and made us feel good, we wanted to make you feel cool and nice and feel good. So we had Nika on, and she was cool and nice, and
then we became pals.
Yeah, and then like 7 months later, we're like, fuck it. Why think about?
I still remember like sitting with you on the train at the first GeeklyCon, and that weird fucking train that had the like second row up top, and like talking to you. I'm like, oh, she's like normal. This is good. Like, this is like a person I would be friends with. Not like other people weren't, but it was just like a nice moment.
Yeah, we didn't really know you.
No, but it was really fun. I also remember eating ice cream in the car with like Molly.
Yeah,
like on the way to the live show. Were you there too?
I have a very good picture on my Instagram of that moment.
And we were like holding ice cream cones outside of like the car, or like Steph was or something. Yeah. That was wild. We went to go pick Michael up at the airport with like a huge sign that we made.
Oh, yeah. That was so young.
The best.
That's back when it felt good, you know. Back when it was still fun.
That was. We had never done a GeeklyCon. We had never done. No one had ever recognized
us.
No,
we were such little babies.
I think we got recognized once, but...
Like one time.
For Castle Thrones.
Yeah.
Didn't... was it Bachman? Someone got recognized at a GameStop.
That was...
Okay. I got recognized in LA Fitness one time.
What?
Yeah. Actually, that's I did so not 100% cool. Actually, let me amend Matt that. I had a D&D podcast t-shirt on.
Oh, yeah?
And someone said, I love that show. And I'm like, I'm on it.
You said, me too. That's so funny.
That was working out.
What did they say?
And they're like, oh, my God.
I probably heard the story, but.
Yeah, it was when I was in LA last year. And then I, like, chatted with the guy, like, several times after. So funny. It was very funny. But, like, that's I was so hilarious. Not prepared for that interaction. That, but, like, not everyone knows what I look like. So, like, why would they know? Yeah.
Extremely, yeah. I'm running around the pool with a knife energy.
Exactly. Oh, my God. I have a question that I, or did we, well, I guess we answered that fully. How did we know? Me.
Oh, yeah, we didn't know Bachman either. I don't know how we met Bachman. I mean, we met Bachman at PAX East,
yeah.
But he doesn't remember it.
So. That's very Bachman to not remember how he met you guys. Oh, actually, I think all of us can answer this question now, because Nika has started watching JoJo.
Oh, God.
So,
I got through one episode.
Well, I think you can still answer it. What is your favorite wacky slash weird moment in the entirety of the show that you've watched?
In JoJo?
Yes.
It's a JoJo question.
It's a JoJo. It's about
I don't
want to
answer a JoJo. This question's not about me.
I want to answer a JoJo question.
This is a mailbag question where they're asking us about JoJo.
My favorite wacky moment in JoJo. Well, and they asked to answer it as vaguely as possible just to like be really confusing. My favorite part of JoJo is when the person who turns into a dinosaur is looking for different chunks of Jesus Christ's body.
Okay.
That's real.
Dude, every time you say something, I'm like, I gotta watch more.
It's you gotta power through the beginning.
My favorite part is when a guy lets his house burn down so that he can win a game of dice.
That's real also.
I haven't watched enough to really answer this well, but I'll just say it. Holy shit! Oh my God!
Thank you. Thank you for humoring me, everyone. I just wanted to talk about Jesus Christ's chokes of his body really
so
badly.
Good. So good.
Fair enough. Fair enough. Fair enough.
Nika, you got another one for us?
Yes. What is your favorite book?
Oh.
I can go first. I know mine. My favorite book is Illusions of a Reluctant Messiah. It is a very short book. I read it about once or twice a year.
Wow.
And it's one of those, like, it's a very weird book. I've recommended it to other people and they hated it. But I just, like, I don't know. It, like, makes me feel things whenever I read it and, like, think about things. Like, whatever problems I have, I read that book and it makes me feel like, okay, my problems.
Can you say it again?
Illusions of a Reluctant Messiah.
Is it about God?
By Richard Bach.
Man, I always struggle with this question because I am like, I'm not a person that has like, I have one favorite thing. I just have so many things that I like for different reasons that it's very hard for me to answer that. Like, and I also like really strongly associate like certain books with like different periods of my life.
I'm hoping that I'll land on A Song of Ice and Fire.
Mm.
But as bad as it sounds, as we go into the final season of the television program, I have lost some of my energy for all of it.
Well,
I don't
it's
know.
Just been a long time.
It's been a long time.
It's been such a long time.
I don't know. It's like, I don't know what my favorite movie is. I say Jurassic Park, but I don't know if that's true. But I know that I recommend the first Law trilogy to people a lot.
Yes, yeah.
But I don't know if that's my favorite. I mean, it might be. I don't know.
I think the last book series that I got, like, really, really enveloped in was The Lies of Locke Lamora.
Yeah.
Like, that book series ended, and I was, like, in mourning when it, because there's gonna be another book, but it's not out yet, and I was so distraught. There wasn't more of it. I think that was like the last one that really affected me in that way.
I think that my favorite book that I've read in like the last year or so is Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. And that was really good.
I haven't reread it in a very long time.
I love Name of the Wind. I really hope the third book comes out and is good.
That you were mentioning, Tim, a couple weeks ago that you were reading?
No.
No, I'm right now I'm reading Kings of the Wild, which is about a D&D-ass adventuring party who got old and they have to go back one more mission, get the game back together. And that book rules. So I haven't finished it yet, but I love it.
Can I go off this vein of book quickly and just say also that I have just recently finished the book Bad Blood about the Theranos company that were the ones that were like, we're going to test this blood on like a one drop of blood. That book is nuts and you should absolutely eat. I listened to it on Audible and it felt like an 11-hour extremely well-researched podcast. It was good as hell. If you like scams and scandals, you need to read Bad Blood. If you like the Fire Festival documentaries, you need to read Bad Blood.
There's so many good books.
Yeah.
I like The Prisoner of Azkaban.
You didn't say Harry Potter, Michael.
Yeah, you have to. But Jaya felt that, and she's going to fight you next time she sees you.
I'm going to tell her.
What is your character's secret guilty pleasure besides Scarlet Harlot?
I just read that one.
Secret guilty pleasure.
Secret guilty pleasure.
Oh, man.
Probably not washing out the beakers when you're done using
them. Tell me.
Like, fucking leave them out.
Don't
let everyone
do
see
it.
Them. Get all nasty. Maybe like, who left the beakers out?
I think that Rowan likes to occasionally like curl up in bed with like a very stereotypical pajama setup and like read one of her favorite like childhood books. Like a Harry Potter equivalent for
Anna Green Gables.
The Anna Green Gables.
Yes.
Ably of New Moon, if we're going to go on the Russian doll
Michael,
thing.
Michael, I know you have your, I don't know if you have your D&D Bible up because most of it's in your head, but what is the Drunk Girls version of Anna Green Gables or Anna New Moon or whatever it is?
Ably of New Moon.
Emily
of
New
Anne
Moon.
Of Avonlea.
And if it's going to be a story thing soon, because we're in the library right now.
Yeah, you can hold off.
Yeah.
I don't know what that book is.
What?
Help me.
You don't know what Anna Green Gables is?
Anna Green Gables?
Uh-huh.
You are
Carly is this a millennial thing?
No. It's really
I'm
old.
Just kidding.
I love the idea that is, though.
Yeah, Carly would know.
Carly would know because
it's
Canadian.
Okay, that's a bad assumption. It's a Canadian series.
It is. It's based on
is.
It's based in Prince Edward Island. I was so obsessed with Anne of Green Gables. Is that
I
like
was
Little House
Green
on the Prairie?
Gables.
And like all that shit. So into
it. Like I've definitely heard of it before, but I don't really know what it is.
It's a book series about a girl who is an orphan and gets adopted.
Yeah. I could understand why you wouldn't have read it.
Yeah. I loved them very, very much. And then they did like all these spin-off series that were like based in the same area but different people.
Yeah.
And if you've watched
Anne of Avonlea.
Emily of New Moon, which is a plot point in the recent Netflix show Russian Doll, that's very popular.
Yeah, they're very much books that are not recommended to boys.
Yeah, but I loved them a lot. They're like based around like later ones are like set around like World War I, and there's like drama that happens with that. And it's just
like early 1900s. Like
Anne's a dreamer, and she likes to write. She's a writer. That's the whole thing. It's like she's super imaginative, and she likes to write stories. And like she makes up all this like fun stuff with her friend. Like I was super
into
it.
But they don't. They tell boys not to read books that have all that stuff.
Like, that's gay.
Yeah, more or less.
I was probably reading The Hobbit for the 18th time.
Hobbit's good too.
Any other secret? What guilty pleasures? What was it?
Oh, guilty pleasures.
Oh, I forgot what we were even going off on.
We started talking about books again.
We did.
Books.
Roz really loves to get a pedicure.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know what Lonnie would like to do. I bet every Sunday she just wants to roll around in the dirt.
She comes back like covered in dirt and like, Lonnie,
again?
What?
You slipped on the hill again?
Dirt's real good exfoliator, guys.
Maybe Toby would log into the Sending Network and then like Google himself, maybe?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Or no, he'd get on and post about Doug the Dark Elf. Daddy Doug, Papa Doug, his screen name.
No, Jennifer, I said what I said.
That's canon.
And he would not feel bad about talking. That's one of his hobbies.
You know what? You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he would be proud. He's a proud Doug the Dark Elf stan.
Yes, extremely.
You
got any other hot sliders? You guys like sliders? I like sliders.
Like the food?
I like sliders because then I can eat more burgers. Mm-hmm. But it's like just a little morsel of a meat.
Yeah. I think
and you're going to roll it in sugar and eat it.
Yeah.
I feel like they oftentimes have good buns. You know, if they're bad buns, what's the point? Because it's
sometimes the
ratio,
the buns
right?
are too dry, bready.
Get out of here.
I can't find this question now, but I feel like I remember someone asking what pets our characters would have.
I did see that
question. I saw it somewhere in that. I think that was
Mad Gab.
Oh, okay.
Token Filipino and Mad Gab. I think that was theirs.
Toby has a rat.
That's true.
And a familiar that can turn into whatever he wants. So a rat and a crow or raven who sometimes is an octopus.
Whoa.
Monty has a ferret.
No, yeah! She does not have
a ferret. She had a ferret.
Monty, how dare you? Bastard. She does not have a ferret. She has a bag.
Hey, maybe it was her childhood pet. It was her childhood pet. I'm going to say it now. And her pappy went and done taxidermied it so it could be with her forever.
I love that. That is extremely good.
It's not your pet. But
it was her pet, though.
It was.
Hey, if you talk to it and pet it every day, it's still a pet.
Oh, damn.
It's like Velveteen Rabbit. If you love it.
Exactly.
Damn, fuck.
It loves you back.
It's because I didn't read books as a kid, because they told me, they tried, like, stop doing your imagination. You have to go to war.
Play with these war, these army guys.
Yeah, you're going to go. I know we're at war with Iraq now, but we're going to do it again.
Oh, no.
Don't read books.
Oh, no. I think that Rowan would either have a stereotypical, like, dog-ass dog.
It's dog.
Or would have, like, this is my pet scorpion, and its name is Fluffy. Like,
okay.
That situation.
I love it.
And perhaps, why not both?
Sure.
I think she maybe grew up with a dog. I think her rough and tumble lifestyle now does not allow for a dog. It's too much work. But I think maybe she does have a pet scorpion, and she makes Frank take care of it for her.
Yeah, she doesn't quite seem like the type that is into responsibility.
What if Frank was the kind of person that had a lot of reptiles? I also really enjoyed that thought a lot. Like, you know, people are like, people who have reptiles have, like, a lot of reptiles.
Mm.
Like, she's got, like,
smelly
mini snakes, and is like, and when she, like, is trying to, like, she, like, brings a girl home, is like, hey, you want to pet my snakes? And, like, shows her all the snakes.
Okay.
That happened to me one time. I met a girl, and she took me into her room and showed me her snakes.
Did you steal her snakes, though?
I didn't steal them, but I did hold the snake.
I love that.
I think Frank has had the same goldfish since he was a boy, and as long as you just, you know, make sure that you feed it exactly the same time every day, it will never die, and he's really good at that.
That's a very long-living goldfish.
How does he do it with our adventures? I'm stressed out now.
Well, he takes time. He makes sure that he takes the time to do it.
Okay.
And its name is Goldie. It's not very... And he sometimes can't handle the sort of emotional output that Goldie has. It's a little bit too much for him.
A little clingy.
How scared is he of Rowan's scorpion?
Oh, terrified. Absolutely terrifying. You can't sleep at night.
I think he's more scared of Rowan, though, so he'll keep feeding the scorpion.
What happened with Goldie when they're in prison?
Oh, no.
That's something we'll have to just figure out. Let's as
cross that bridge when we get that area of your Bible.
Maybe Rake was feeding Goldie.
He didn't
or
say that.
Like
he should have.
Or there's like one of those slow-release tablets that you put in the tank.
Okay.
And it just releases
he
a little bit
would
of
food. Have, he would have, and he would have enough of those.
He would
be able to budget.
It's Goldie's slow release food and antidepressants, which Goldie needs.
He has like a
the
pocket dimension.
The tablet is the Xanax.
Yeah.
A vacuum with water would just make the water kind of float, I think, as long as it's in a sealed tight tube. So he's fine if he has like a bag of holding or something. I don't know. Maybe Frank's a very powerful wizard and we don't know it quite yet. I think there's something to this. I'm excited about this. I like this.
I don't remember who asked it, but somebody in the chat asked if I would ever kill a PC without talking to the player first. And I would let them die. But like not in a way that is irreversible. Because I think D&D is about having fun, and if it's not fun for a person's character to die or not rewarding or not they're not getting something out of it, then I don't think there's a lot of point to it.
Yeah, I agree. It's like it's a lot more cooperative. I think sometimes people like treat D&D like, oh, it's the DM trying to get the players and the players trying to get the DM.
Yeah, the DM's the enemy.
I will say, though, I think that our situation is very different from everything else. In my... with the group that we haven't played in like 6 months, so I don't really think they're our current group. But in our group that we would play with in town, Our DM very much would kill us, like, if he wanted to, without talking to us, because that's his
prerogative.
His eyes, that is his role, is to try and kill us. He is playing or setting out this game, and he is trying to kill our characters.
I wouldn't like that. Like, I understand some people enjoy that.
He must be really bad, because it's so easy to kill characters.
Yeah.
No, Michael, it's impossible. You're bad at it. You couldn't do it if you wanted to.
You just have to... you can make it so that you can kill a character. It's very easy.
Michael,
it's not hard.
Yeah, but, well,
you're not strong enough to do it, and I think less of you because of it, because you couldn't do it if you wanted to.
400 beholders show up at your door.
You fools!
Where would you get those
good
from?
Good luck, assholes.
Where would you get those from? You didn't farm them.
I just have to say, because of that reason, I like playing with you guys more.
Yeah, I'm definitely not a one true way type person, but, you know, and I'm also a proponent of the DM needs to have fun too. But that way, in my heart, is poopy poop, but also, you know, different stories for different folks.
I think at most you should be trying to, like, playfully, like, razz and one-up each other. Now that I enjoy.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I do think it's very funny when Michael obviously has, like, this, like, character ready to go, and, like, when Jayla, like, put that guy to...
The binder.
That was fucking funny as shit.
Yeah, that's the best.
Maybe
moment.
Michael doesn't agree.
That was a defining moment of our podcast.
Or, like, when you do, like, incredibly old us in some way, like, yeah, you can't do that because whatever. I'm like, all right, you've bested me this time.
Yeah. I would actually like to play in a campaign like that, as long as there's, like, boundaries that I understood... But
that is definitely, I was going to go there next. So, like, I would definitely run a campaign like that where it was like, look, this is going to be hard.
Yeah.
And,
well, that's what
know,
the kingdoms were founded on. Da-da-da joke comes from. You wanted to make this a little more gritty.
Yeah.
And I think you still could have, but.
It's also like games like Dungeon Crawl Classics where it's like, your characters are going to fucking die.
Yeah.
Like, most likely, if your character doesn't die, that's very unusual.
I've never died.
And I feel like there is a difference. Like, if I'm going to go play, like, a Call of Cthulhu game, I know I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
You're not playing, like, to completion. You're just playing for how long your character dies. But, like, you know, if you put a lot of time and effort into making a D&D character and coming up with a backstory, like, we all write multi-page backstories. We all have, like, really long things that come with our characters. And then the first game, our DM...
Oh.
I've had a character
in the
die
game.
The first
okay,
game.
Got it.
I thought you were talking about us, and I was like, oh...
No, the other game.
Yeah.
I killed Matthew Morris's character in the first game of, in the first encounter in the Dark Blades.
Oh, no.
But we brought him back. Like, let him get resurrected, and he had a lot of debt or whatever.
I mean, like, Luder's died, like, so many times. Like, you could die and come back. Yeah.
It's
fake.
Not hard to come
it's
back.
It's all fake.
So with Harper, we talked, like, I think we've covered this a bunch of times, but we talked about it beforehand. It was like, hey, the stakes will be high. Are you cool with that? And
I said,
very
absolutely
cool with it.
Not.
Michael, please don't do this to me.
No, I was like, no, I don't care.
On the other hand, Bachman is always saying to me, please don't kill my characters. And I just can't help myself.
So true.
They're just too delicious.
His one vice, he cannot stop killing Bachman's characters.
Just in case people, this is the first one, that is not true.
No,
every single one of Bachman's characters died because Bachman asked Michael to. Even if the rest of the podcast was like, that doesn't make any fucking sense. Why are we doing this? And why am I still mad about this years later?
Did we ever talk about how his first character idea for that thing was it was going to be a sort of like a Captain Ahab that wanted to kill Princess Ivy Blue Moon?
No!
And was going to try to kill Princess Ivy Blumen. And I was like, Jayla's just going to kill your character.
You're going to be so dead.
Like, you're absolutely going to be dead in like 10 minutes. And he was like, what if we just killed all of my characters? And then went on from there.
Wow. Inside the mind of a madman.
Yeah, the chaos.
Michael Bachman.
Michael, don't do that again. Fool me once.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Well, guys, any last questions? I feel like we're, like, reaching a natural end.
Yeah, Nika just said yes for some reason. What happened?
Sorry. Oh, we're supposed to get weather tonight, and we just got a late start, so I don't have to go to work until 10, but I get paid from 8. So I'm very excited.
All right, 19
gig.
More questions. Let's do it.
No, I got to watch more Schitt's Creek.
I'm ready. No, just one. I have two quick ones for one for Tim and then one for all of us. So if I could, I would like to ask one for all of us first.
Sure.
Definitely.
Marry, fuck, kill NPCs.
Bed, wed, behead is always, you know, call, you know. Do they give the suggestion? So they want us to do the work.
NPCs.
Just
yeah, no, so yes. Just whichever ones. Let's out of all the NPCs.
Let's think of three that we could all like.
Roz, Adira,
Bercy.
What?
Ooh, Bercy.
Bercy.
Sure.
Roz. They're all like kind of villainish, you know?
No.
What?
No. Take that back.
Roz is a little bit villainish.
Roz is very.
She's dead hard for the back.
I've moved on.
Okay.
Marry, fuck, kill Bercy, Roz, and who did it say?
Adira.
Oh,
Adira.
It should be, no, it should be Roz, Adira, Ashayara.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Yeah, that's good. Oh, man. Roz, Adira.
Marry, Roz, fuck, Ashayara, kill Adira.
Wow.
And I will switch back and forth.
Kill Adira?
She's bad.
If you fuck Ashayara, you're gonna be paying that child support.
So true. I mostly don't want to.
She's so fertile.
I still feel like Adira's my sister, so I felt like I couldn't do a sex to her or marry her. I'm sorry, Adira.
I'm just so curious about Ashayara Dane because I feel like that she is just an absolute wildcat in bed. I feel like she must be. So I feel like I just have to figure it out.
You just want
to
get a taste?
I've got to.
She probably is like, you know, spit on me, call me terrible names.
Yeah. She's well, there's that one time Harper gross. Came back and he had like a bloody nose.
You know? She will absolutely kick your ass in bed and you will love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that I would... I think I'd fuck Ashayara. Oh, but I don't want to pick... I don't want to kill
We don't know that much about Adira, though.
I guess we really don't, but she's a really
she
hot goth.
She keeps fucking up. But you know, do you want to be married to a gorgeous goth? No.
No, I want to fuck a gorgeous goth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Can I choose fuck?
No.
It's not allowed? Okay.
It's against the rules.
I feel like being married to Ashayara would be literally hell.
Roz would be cool, though. You get,
yeah,
like,
Roz would be great. I'm going to marry Roz. Yeah, we'll, like, be on a boat. It'll be awesome.
Yeah, man.
So I'll marry Roz. I've changed my mind. I'm going to fuck Adira because I got to know what's going on with that.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, Ashayara. You're gone. You're out
that's
here.
That's fair.
I got I need to bone down a hot goth. I'm sorry.
It happens.
That's mine.
That's one and done.
I think I marry Adira.
Really? I guess you know maybe the most about her, being the DM and creating her.
These are all secrets and hints.
I created her.
Kill Ashayara and fuck Roz?
Oh! Wow, that's disgusting.
Wow.
Thanks.
You're not allowed to answer these questions because they're all your children.
Yeah, they're all your children. It's messed up, man.
It's fucked up, bro.
It is.
All right, Bercy...
Who's hot?
Frank.
Who else?
Denton.
Denton. I guess we're
wait,
really,
which one is
no,
Denton?
He's the one
Lucan.
Who said what he was thinking under his breath every time.
Yes. I did love him very much.
Bercy, Lucan, and...
Lucan, yeah, I do like
him. Who else is hot? I mean, Harper's hot, but that seems like it's a different realm.
Yeah, that's like a... No, that's not an NPC.
That's not an NPC.
Oh, yeah. Well, he was at one point.
Wait, who are our recent NPCs? Oh my god.
And Winston.
Winston, yeah, Winston kind of has, you know, a big boy flair to him.
Terrific Terry.
Terrific Terry. Yeah, who would be a good third for a Bercy, Ham Hands, and Lucan? Michael, it sounds like you need to up your...
Zerd.
Eckhart Dayhammer?
I don't want to fuck my you know?
I'm just
and that
thinking,
guy seems like a nerd in his own weird
way.
Yeah,
I think he's kind of a nerd.
Really into Rhaegar.
All three of good skeletons at once.
No, Chris. Michael, open your Bible.
The meat guy.
What? The meat guy. Who's a third hot guy?
Oh, wait. Who?
Ballard.
No, what is...
This is homophobic.
Stimer Duncan.
No, who's the hot god that we saved? He's golden.
Oh, is Solani?
Yeah, Solani. He He's hot. He's okay. A super guy.
Sure. He was perfect. Definitely hot.
Yeah. All right, Michael, write this down as an area of growth for the show. fuck Luke and Mary Bercy. Kill Solani.
Oh, did we say Frank? I thought we said Frank.
How about Old Ben Dilladon instead of Solani?
Yes, Old Ben Dilladon.
Sure. Okay, then I changed my answer. Fuck Lucan, marry Old Ben.
Oh, yeah. I got to go with that.
You got to marry Old Ben.
Absolutely.
You got to marry Old Ben.
He'll be constantly, you'll be feasting every day.
Yeah. It would be hell to be married to Lucan. I just want to throw it
out. Oh, my God. Absolutely. Yeah.
He's not fun to be around.
Then you gotta deal with Nyx too, and like their energy is very scary together. It's not good. You know what their energy is? It's fucking Rosa and what's his face.
Oh my God.
From Brooklyn Nine-Nine,
yes.
The guy, Jason Mantzoukas' character. That is their energy together. It's not good.
Lucan's not quite that chaotic.
But maybe with Nyx, I think they're a bad influence on each other.
He's kind of like Ron Swanson when one of the Tammys shows up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Comes back with braided hair.
And missing a piece of his mustache that he lost from friction.
That's funny.
Oh, man.
Oh, beans.
That's good shit.
Oh, boy.
What about bean juice?
No.
One large bean and baked beans.
Tom, Harper, and Toby.
Fuck Harper, marry Toby, kill Tom.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that.
That's the answer.
Yeah. Toby doesn't know how to fuck.
No, kill them all.
We've established.
You can't kill
this.
Toby.
You should kill Toby because then.
Oh, good point.
He's just going to come back.
Yeah.
Damn. Loophole.
And if it's a sex thing,
loophole.
You know, a consensual murdered sex thing, you know? That seems fair. That seems like we did.
I think we did it. I feel pretty good about those answers.
What was the last question for Tim?
Oh, yeah.
The last one for Tim is, would you? And I'm asking
is this
going to
be,
someone,
are you going to leave the show? I hate you question. Because I get those sometimes and I don't like them. And I'd really appreciate if you didn't ask me it.
But I don't, would you do a sly flourish?
Oh, my throat's fucked up. But and my nose is too, but let me
give us your best sly flourish. Tuning fork.
Sly flourish. I don't know if that was good.
That was good.
I pulled a hammy doing it.
That's how you know it's good.
Well, thank you so much, everyone. Yeah. Golly beans. I'm sorry to everyone else that we were unable to answer your questions. Thank you so much for sending them either to our email or to the Twitter or to the chat. Thank you to the chat, as always. We're recording next week, I think.
Supposed to.
Yeah, I think
on
so.
Tuesday.
Tuesday. 1 week from now. So a week from
we're set to record 19th. On the 26th of February,
yeah, if you're listening
2019.
To this, on the 25th, we'll be here on the 26th. If you're listening to the 26th, we'll be here on the 26th. If you're listening to it on the 27th, we were on the 26th.
And you missed it.
We missed it. Yeah, we're not sure if Bach will be there, but we hope so.
He should be.
Yes.
I got my large pencil from one of those shitty arcades where you get the tickets for playing games like skee-ball.
I love your large pencil.
That's where my large pencil came from.
Tovarish says, ouchie! My ribs consistently hurt from laughing so hard. I had to reset my Apple password so I could write a review. So far, I've only tweeted at y'all how amazing you are because I can't review on my podcast listeners. So I decided to find my Apple info and write and review. What a hero. SGT Link says, I downloaded Twitter and Twitch because of this, but for real, great podcast. And yeah, I guess the beginning episodes are not the best. That's not true. I'm just kidding. We all agree. But that's because they are still learning. So me being a novice, I think it's hilarious and definitely worth listening to. Thank you. La Viant says, nerd fun at its finest. After catching up with the Adventure Zone and realizing how awesome D&D is for podcast listening, I started Drunks and Dragons in July this year. As of today, I'm officially caught up. And what can I say other than you're all the best? Thank you. Bookshelves are better. It says, love it. I just started listening this week, and now I wish I had found this podcast years ago. I've been binge listening all day while I weld, and this is making my days fly by. I think we have a lot of listeners that weld. I just think that's true. Yeah. I think we're the number one welding podcast. I just think that's true. Cessia Devana from Slovenia. Ooh, Tim, don't read this. You did it anyways, you rebel. You tricked me! I've been listening for 3 years. My fan art has been used for episodes twice, 191 and 292. And still only Tim's comment that smaller countries contribute more to the rating finally pushed me to do it. Here you go. I'm going to review the rest of the podcast. Let's do it now. I don't remember saying that, but it's not, that feels true, actually. Nick 777777 says, the best adventuring group around. I stumbled into this podcast wanting to learn how to play D&D before joining my own group. I not only got a good idea of how to play, but also how to make it fun and enjoy the RP. I bumped in around Ben Dildong, and it was so funny, I knew I had to go back from the start in the very beginning. Thanks so much. Record 2 a week, please. Get if you get our Patreon to what are we at $40,000 a month maybe. I just always say that number. That'd be so much money. Thank you. They say they're on Stitcher. Remember, review us on Stitcher and iTunes. That's the only places that we can pull from with our app. Out of all the D&D podcasts I listen to, this is the only one. I just got caught up and I'm starting on Random Encounters now. You guys are awesome. Dave the Dark Elf says, genuinely wonderful. I've been a bad fan for too long and not wrote a review. While sick from an ear infection, I binged the whole series again. Whilst it's often crazy and sometimes plot gives Wade hilarious antics, the crew a wonderful way of weaving a larger narrative. Thank you. Really long one. Snackery Binks says, a letter to the drunks. After a very successful year full of failed relationships, new relationships, and new jobs, I had to leave my tabletop groups. Now I've been playing since college and have since played on and off, but the stress of not playing was starting to spiral me into depression. But after catching up with all the McElroy products and the few months working 12-hour plus days, I googled top D&D podcast and a familiar name flashed across my phone screen. Thank you so much. This is very long and very good, and thank you for all the kind words. Finnegan did nothing wrong. Yes, he did. Said, five slabs. Hey, crew, a year ago, I was looking for a way to get into podcasts, and I fell into yours and haven't really resurfaced. Y'all kill it regularly, and I love binging episodes. I started on the 5 years later episode and had to go back from the slabs. Thank you. Oddity on Fire says, worst BDSM training videos ever. Greetings from Somerville, Massachusetts. Oh, what's up, bro? I don't know who you are. Have I met you? I'm not sure. Come to PAX East.
What if they live in your old apartment?
Do you go to Harvard? Bro? I started listening just as Surfer Dude, God Help the Heroes, Triumph Over Jet. I have tried to be as dedicated as some of your other listeners, but I've not made it through the plethora of content you all have created over the years. That's fine, but I will eventually. Thank you. Powerzers says, fantastic and sad. You guys are super fantastic. Absolutely my favorite podcast around. I'm just super sad I missed out on donating to Drinks and Daggers.
It'll be around for real, hopefully, and then you can just buy it.
Yeah.
Just drinksanddaggers.com, my dude.
Do it. Toxin66 says, workflow. I love listening to guys at work, slowly catching up currently in episode 55. The grammar mistake there is just a little funny. Classic joke. My coworkers always tell me I look like a fool because I'm laughing to myself. Please keep the episodes coming in case Tim hasn't gotten it in a while. Slivers.
Now that one was an interesting one.
I thought that one, that's not good. Apolitz, only podcast I listen to. I love this podcast. Been listening for over a little more than 2 months. And it's a pain for me to catch up since I have such a busy schedule. But anytime I can, I'm listening. Currently on episode 58, but I still listen to the most recent ones, and you guys have grown so much. I've played myself before, and you guys have made me want to start a more serious campaign, which I'll be starting next year. Thank you so much, everybody. As always, head on over to Stitcher or iTunes. Leave a 5-star rating and review. We don't read ratings because we would just say 5 stars. But yeah, be sure if you've already reviewed us, review other podcasts you like. And if you haven't reviewed us, review us and other podcasts you like.
Mm-hmm. If you want to get in touch with us, we're on Twitter. We're at D&D Podcast or at Geekly Inc. And I'm at Thrifty Nerd.
I'm at Tim Lanning.
I'm at Jennifer Cheek.
I'm at Nika_Howard.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
I'm at the Mike Bachman.
Where's my Mike?
I'm at the Mike Bachman. Baby?
Didn't get your fill of action and adventure in this episode of Drunks and Dragons?
No.
Make sure to head over to geeklyinc.com where you can find other thrilling podcasts, fan art to make you blush, and gear to level up your adventuring quest. When you've finished ranking your merry fuck kills, make sure to head over to Apple Podcast or your other podcast app of choice to leave us a 5-star rating and review. Also, don't forget to head over to patreon.com/dndpodcast, where once you become a patron, you have access to exclusive content that you won't be able to find anywhere else. Make sure to join us on April 27th for International Tabletop Day, benefiting the Trevor Project. If you've been wanting to meet your favorite podcasters or other fantastic Geeklies, don't miss out on GeeklyCon 2019 in Columbus, Ohio. Dates are July 18th through the 21st, and tickets are on sale now at geeklycon.com. New episodes come out every Monday, so go subscribe, get your quest log filled, and get ready for things to get dicey.
Thank you, everybody. We'll see you next week. Until then, keep it dicey.
Keep it dicey.
We're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.